What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Zach from Tacoma is. Zach, are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning, Zach. Steve.
Yes.
Time to exit the studio.
Fine.
For those playing at home, Zach has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Taryn.
What chemical element is typically used to fill balloons?
Helium.
Correct. Montague and Capulet were the last names of what romantic pair?
Romeo and Juliet.
That's right. What restaurant chain is famous for the Grand Slam?
Denny's.
Yeah! The dwarf planet Ceres is between Mars and what other planet?
Earth?
No.
Jupiter.
Yes. What Asian dog breed is known for its blue or black tongue?
Its blue or black tongue?
Yes.
Ooh, is that a chow?
It is. Yeah. How many European countries does the Rhine River run through?
Oh, let's go 14?
No.
4?
No.
9?
No. Francis Scott Key penned the words of what patriotic song?
Is that the national anthem?
What is it called?
Star Spangled Banner?
Yes. Gingivitis is the inflammation of what?
Your gums.
Yes. In what ocean would you find the Gulf Stream?
The Gulf Stream. The Atlantic?
Yes. And with that, you got 8 correct, Zach.
Woo.
That's that Zach attack.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Zach attack. Zach attack. Zach attack. Oh, wow. Are Danny was doing? Just rooting for Zach
wow.
for a second there, Steve.
It was just catchy.
A2, Danny.
Steve attack. Steve
yeah,
wins.
Steve I don't attack. Know.
Steve, are you ready to attack?
I am.
All right.
What chemical element is typically used to fill balloons?
Helium.
Correct. Montague and Capulet were the last names of what romantic pair?
Romeo and Juliet.
That's correct. What restaurant chain is famous for the Grand Slam?
Denny's.
Yeah. The dwarf planet Ceres is between Mars and what other planet?
That would be Uranus, Taryn.
No, sir.
Damn it. Pluto.
No.
Saturn?
No. What Asian dog breed is known for its blue or black tongue?
Is that a Lhasa Apso?
No.
A Shih Tzu?
No.
Golden Doodle.
No. How many European countries does the Rhine River run through?
3.
No.
4.
No.
5.
No.
Damn
Francis
it.
Scott Key penned the words of what patriotic song?
Baby Got Back.
No.
The Star Spangled Banner.
Yes. Gingivitis is the inflammation of what?
Gums.
Yes. In what ocean would you find the Gulf Stream?
The Atlantic.
Yes. Oh. Which scientist established the Roy G. Biv color spectrum?
Einstein.
No.
Newton.
Yes. And with time to spare, Steve, you got 7 correct, but that's not enough to beat Zach, who got 8 correct.
Son of a...
Congratulations,
Let's
Zach.
Let's go, Danny. Yeah.
Zach attack.
And guess what? He didn't even get to the final question, Isaac Newton. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, yeah, you're acting like as if he would have got it right.
He did know that the dwarf planet between... Series between Mars and Jupiter is the other planet.
Jupiter.
The Asian dog breed known for its blue or black tongue. He did know that it's the Chow.
The Chow.
Or Chow Chow. And the number of European countries that the Rhine River runs through, neither of you knew that it's just 6.
Oh.
Just 6.
I went in the wrong direction.
The Daily Migs Show.
Ultimate Classic Rock just put together a list of the greatest power ballads in rock history. Coming in at number 5 is...
Okay, wrong one.
I wanna know what love is. I want you to show me.
Tyron's feeling it. Danny's shaking his head no. See, the funny thing is Danny is a fan of emo, but not emo from the 80s.
I don't like 80s music, number
at
one.
All.
It was like, what, 40 years ago?
No, it was 20 years ago.
Also.
Only 20 years ago.
Power ballads just kill me, man. Like, it's just like these like guys with long hair and spandex singing like love ballads. I'm like, I don't need this.
Power ballads is how they got laid, man. That's how they were able to get women to come to the show.
You cool. Bring it down a notch.
I'm not a woman. Fair.
On the list of Ultimate Classic Rock's greatest power ballads, this is number 4.
Don't stop believing.
See, I don't consider this a ballad, though. It's too upbeat.
Way too upbeat.
Like, I know power ballads eventually build to maybe, like, having a little bit more of an upbeat vibe to them, but I've never would have considered Journey's Don't Stop Believing to be a ballad. I just consider it to be
they
trash.
They have a lot of other, like, what about Faithfully? Like, that's a Journey power ballad, right?
I would agree with you on that. Also trash, but...
So,
I'm not a Journey fan.
So what power ballads made the top 3? We're going to go track by track where we have the top 3 songs. We'll start with the drums.
Okay.
And then we'll build instrument by instrument, track by track, and you have to guess the song. So let's grab Ray on I-5 North. Ray, what is your favorite power ballad?
Whitesnake, Here I Go Again.
Oh, dude, I get so fired up whenever we play that song. I ain't going to lie. Instantly picture Tawny Kitaen on the car.
Yeah, the Jaguars.
Yes.
All right, Ray, we're going to go track by track with you, see if you can name this power ballad.
Okay, so this is the one that came in at number 3, and it's not Whitesnake, I'll tell you that much. Starting with drums. And a little bass, because there's not a lot of drums. I'll give you a hint, the bassist from the Pacific Northwest. All right, little guitar. And piano. And strings.
This is killing me. I can't figure it out.
Taryn, do you got it?
I got it.
Danny?
Nope.
No idea. I feel like that drum fill is so iconic. Danny's got it.
Oh, Guns N' Roses?
Yes.
November Rain?
November Rain.
Yeah.
Did you know that song was originally 20 minutes long?
Whoa.
And then they edited it down
to like 8?
To a short like 8.5 minutes.
God.
I was like, I would love to hear the full 20-minute demo.
That's brutal.
Right?
Michael from Seattle, we're going to put you to the test. The second greatest power ballad according to ultimateclassicrock.com.
All right, we're going to start with the drums. Hint, this is a Seattle band. Throw a little bass. Think 80s. Need some guitar?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
What do you think, Michael?
Oh, man, I've heard it. And it's on the tip of my tongue, man.
Danny still doesn't have it.
Hard.
Heart. Yes. Heart alone. I always forget about that song. And how about it's considered to be the number two ballad of all time?
That might be one of my favorite Heart songs right there.
All right, we got to get to number one.
Number one is going to be Matthew in Redmond helping us out here track by track.
Are you ready, Matthew?
Good morning. Yes, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Starting with, and also, I don't consider this to be a rock song.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Give you some bass. Taryn? No. Mm. Matthew still doesn't know. Danny's not going to get it.
No.
All right. Little guitar.
Phil Collins?
Not Phil Collins.
Oh. No.
Is it Prince?
Oh.
What? How does Danny? Would you consider that to be a... I mean, I know it has... It's rock adjacent. I just wouldn't, if I'm thinking about the rock's greatest power ballads, I would not put that at number one.
I mean, Prince is one of the greatest guitar players to ever walk this earth.
You're not, I'm not, no lies detected. I would put it like Home Sweet Home before this, though. Mm. Okay. Which is vibing, Danny.
I can tell.
Give it to me. No. Okay, fine.
Daily Migs Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Steve, what could have possibly gone down at a Tool concert that would lead to their own fans booing them?
Yeah! Oh, they didn't just boo them, they also said F you.
Ooh, they were fired up.
That's a good concert.
The reason why? They're actually considering a class action lawsuit after they were playing down at Tool Live in the Sand. That was that big festival they did in the Dominican Republic. Many were very upset because the set list was not unique each night, and that was kind of promised on the front end. And people paid upwards of $10,000 to be there for the experience.
Well, shame on you for spending $10,000 to watch a band just stare at the floor for 2 hours. Right? Look, I love Tool, but I'm not dropping $10,000 to see them.
Well, so hypothetically, if you dropped $10,000 to see any band and they promised you two unique set lists, and then they repeated four of those songs Steve.
In all fairness, four of their songs is about like half of the set.
That's
because
also,
they're all like 10-minute long songs.
Right? Oh, so
I wouldn't be that pissed because, I mean, I'm a Tool fan. I would want to hear certain songs more than once as long as you're not... If they did the exact same set from like first song to the 10th song, then I'd be like, this is bull crap. But if half of the set are songs I already heard, I'm still going to enjoy it. Also, I'm going to be altered because I'm on a Tool show.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of the fans are upset, and there's this class action lawsuit. I honestly, when I saw the story, I thought it was a joke. I thought maybe this was like an Onion story, but it's for real.
I did, because I saw the Facebook post that this lawyer made, and it just says, you may be entitled to compensation. Like, this sounds like one of those stupid infomercials that you hear.
For sure.
At like 2 a.m. Did you go to a Tool concert? Did they play the same four songs back to back? Well, you may be entitled to compensation. I'm like, come on.
I mean, I don't know if it actually has legs. I definitely feel like I would be disappointed. You know?
Would you?
Yeah. I mean, I've gone to see bands like, you know, Dead and Company and you know, stuff like that, where they play completely different set lists back to back, two nights in a row.
Yeah, I see. I don't know what they promised, but you made it sound like they said, hey, you are getting too unique. I mean, technically, they were unique. It's not like they played the exact same set.
It was in a little bit different order, but you definitely heard Fear Inoculum, Rosetta Stone, Numa, and Jambee two nights in a row.
How dare they?
I can't even imagine. Have you ever left a concert because you were disappointed?
Yes.
Which one?
Oh, man. So it's funny because earlier this morning we were joking about how today's March 11th. It's 3/11 day. Let me take you back to when I was working at the End.
Oh, boy.
Deck the Hall Ball at the Key Arena. 3/11 was playing.
Classic.
Love 3/11. Like I said, I saw them in college. That was like the soundtrack to our college. Like, we listened to those first couple of records nonstop. So I'm like, this is awesome. And we're backstage and all this. And I had a girlfriend that we were like on and off. It was just, it was a very bad relationship. And she was there with me. And we were on the on at that point. So we were in a relationship. And then at some point, who do I see walking off with the band? My girlfriend. It was insane, dude. I'm watching this, and it's like out of a movie. Like, I'm watching her walk off with the lead singer at the time, and they're just, like, going to another place, like, somewhere backstage, and I wasn't really in the mood to, like, track her down. It was, like, one of those, like, this is the straw that broke the camel's back. Like, I'm just done with this relationship. I ended up going to, I think Jalisco's across the street with one of my buddies I work with, and we just got wasted on tequila. And I was just like, I'm not even going home. I'm crashing at your place. I was livid.
Did you ever find out what happened after she walked off?
We just hung out for the night. It was no big deal. Of course, I railed the living crap out of the guy. She didn't admit to any of that. She's like, I'm just a big fan, and he offered a chance to go hang out and talk.
Oh, man. I'm surprised you can still listen to 311 at all.
Honestly, it was like one of those moments where I'm like, I'm glad. And I still kick myself that I don't have the audio, because I interviewed Nick, the singer, later down the line, and I shared the story, and it was so awkward. But like, I wasn't mad at him. I mean, he's just
Remember that time you stole my girl?
I've never been that kind of, like, how am I going to be mad at him? He has no idea that this person has a boyfriend.
He also doesn't remember her probably at all.
Not a chance. He's like, was she blonde? All right, yeah, fits the bill.
Oh, man.
Oh. So, yeah, I left disappointed at that concert.
I want more of these stories, Steve Miggs. Rockaholics, when did you leave a concert totally disappointed? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Tool fans are very upset, to the point where they're considering suing the band because of their set lists in the Dominican Republic.
Better call Saul.
So based on this, when did you leave a concert disappointed? What happened at that show that left you so pissed? 206-803-ROCK. We do have a text that we're going to get to shortly about someone who was dumped in the worst way.
Nice.
But first,
I mean, not nice that they were dumped, but nice.
We're going to talk to Jaime in Atlanta. What was the worst concert experience you ever had?
Well, thank you, guys. Believe it or not, it was Pearl Jam. Back in the early...
Hang up on this man. How dare you? No.
What did they do, Jaime?
Don't get me wrong. I love Pearl Jam. I do. But it was in the early 2000s. It was here at the big stadium. And I had nosebleed seats. I was already kind of drunk. I couldn't see them. And they just came out and played their songs just like they sound on the album. If I want to hear them sound like that, I'll just listen to the album. I like hearing them change it up a little bit. Yeah. I fell asleep.
Dude, I love Pearl Jam. They're like my all-time favorite band, but my wife could not handle a three-hour show from them because at times it gets a little sleepy and it gets a little bit slow-moving. And honestly, there was one time, Jaime, it's funny you bring it up, because there was once a Pearl Jam show that I left a little disappointed because I was just expecting a little bit more energy, and it was when they played the Showbox.
Oh,
they did like one of those secret shows, which I mean, here in Seattle, there's this club. It's like 1,000 people, and Pearl Jam played it. And it was like, oh, my gosh, I'm seeing them in such a small club. And they really did a very chill set. And I was like, oh, man, I was hoping for a few more rockers.
Right. And you know, I honor Pearl Jam. You don't stay in the business that long without being good. But this particular show, I mean, I should not be falling asleep at a Pearl Jam show, but I did. I fell asleep, and my friend expected me to pay after it, and I was like, no, like, I don't, you asked me to go, I don't think I need to pay for that.
You decided not to pay him for the ticket?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
206-803-ROCK. When did you leave a concert disappointed?
So I left it disappointed with that last Metallica show. They were great. My girlfriend dumped me as we were leaving the show. Bitch used me for the concert and then said it was over.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I don't
like,
blame
give
her.
It a day. I mean, come on.
Yeah, right?
Not on the way out.
Danny, did you ever leave a show disappointed?
You guys remember that? You know the band Saves the Day.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah, punk.
And I'm sure funeral.
I've seen, wow. Am I at the concert right now? This yes. is why I left. No. No, it was, I've seen them a million times and they've done amazing amazing shows. And one time I was there, but they played the sleepiest set of theirs. And like, it was like, I don't know, just the most emotional, like, the lights didn't change at all. And I remember just looking at my friend Gavin, we were just like, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? And I've seen them since, and they're amazing. It's just when, I don't know what it was about that show.
Maybe it's just a mood that the band was in. Like, I think about that even with, like, Pearl Jam. Like, you know, the set list is based on Eddie's vibe.
Yeah.
And so if he's just, like, in a chill mode, then that's probably going to be the set list. And maybe it was the same for Saves the Day.
Sometimes you just got to express your feelings.
Did they at least do that song?
I believe so, but it was probably really sad.
Okay.
The Daily Migs Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.